الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. At our last gathering, I shared an example of how a small amount of something that is consistently pursued can actually lead to a very large effect. And the example that I gave, one of the examples that I gave, is that people can spend a little bit of time every day in their car, and when they look back at how much time they spent over a month or two, it is almost shocking the amount of time that is actually spent over a month or two. For example, I gave you the example of somebody was asking me a question about the fuel efficiency on the car, and I looked at the data on the car, and I saw that I had been in the car over a 2 month period for like 87 or 89 or however many hours it was, 87 hours roughly. And it was very shocking to me that I could have spent 87 hours in the car over a 2 month period. But what led to that 87 hours was not that I sat down and I said, okay, I'm going to sit here for 87 hours straight. It would not be possible. But because I had spent half an hour, 45 minutes, another 10 minutes, another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes, another 5 minutes in a day, eventually it added up over time, so that 2 months passed. I didn't feel that 2 months had passed. I didn't feel that I had spent roughly an hour a day in the car, or a little more than an hour a day in the car over that 2 month period. But when I saw the final result, it ended up being a very large amount, something that I would have never been able to do had it not been broken down into small parts. And the reason that I gave this example was to remind all of us that if we want to win the battle with time and we want to be able to progress, then the best way to progress is to consistently do things on a regular basis. The best way to progress is to consistently do things on a regular basis. So the individual who makes salawat every day 50 times a day will have a treasure at the end of their life. And you can just sit down and begin to compute. If you do it 50 times a day and you add it up over 1,000 days, that's going to be 50,000 salawat. Okay, I mean, let's just take an example. 1,000 days is roughly 3 years, right? I mean, think back 3 years. 3 years goes by so quickly. A year goes by so quickly. You know, one Ramadan comes and it's the next Ramadan. If a person is regularly reciting salawat every day, 2-3 years pass, now they have like 50,000 salawat under their belt. If I said to you, sit down and make 50,000 salawat, you would say it's not possible. You would say it's impossible. The more common example that always arises when I'm talking to people or people are asking questions about this particular topic, which is the issue of salah. Right? We know that an individual who missed salah for a period of time in their life needs to make up that salah. So for example, somebody was distant from the deen for a period of time, and all of a sudden Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the tawfiq to be able to wake up towards deen. Let's say they're a college student and they undergo an awakening. Then when they sit down and begin to say, okay, well, I was supposed to pray since the age of, I don't know, whatever, let's say in this example, 13, and now I'm 20 and I haven't prayed, now I recognize that I should have been praying. So what do I need to do? I need to make up 7 years worth of salah. And you sit down and begin to compute 7 years worth of salah. It's impossible. Very few people can actually make up 7 years worth of salah. Even if a person just combines and adds one salah a day or one salah with each salah, it's still almost impossible. It's very difficult. It's doable, but it's very difficult. But if the person had just been praying five salahs a day, I mean, another 7 years will pass and the person will become 27 one day, or maybe the person's 27 now and is starting to try to make up salah from the time that they were 13 to 20. Easily they prayed for 7 years and it just became 7 years worth of prayer because they did a little bit every day. I give another example of the individual who had memorized the entire Quran while driving to work. He didn't even set out to memorize the whole Quran. He just said, I'm going to use my time wisely. I want to do something while I'm driving. I don't want to sit and listen to the news every single day. I don't want to sit and listen to some lectures, you know, every single day. I want to do something that is going to be of true substance. So he began to attach himself to the Quran. He began to recite and memorize ayat of the Quran while he was driving. Until eventually he got to the point where one day he called me up and he said, I've become a hafiz of Quran. And I was shocked. The person, I didn't even know the person was memorizing Quran, let alone has become a hafiz of Quran. And such a hafiz that he recites every year and leads tarawih prayer himself. So he didn't take out 3 years to go become a hafiz of Quran. He just driving here, driving there, driving here, driving there. Every time he sat down, he grabbed the mushaf and he began to memorize. And what happens is that over time, that small, continuous, concerted effort over time leads to very, very big results. And this is the premise of our path. This is the foundation of our path. It's the foundation of deen. It's the foundation of suluk. It's the foundation of ilm. It's the foundation of hifd. Anything you want to do in life. That's deen. You can apply the same pattern to dunya. If a person consistently applies themselves to something, they will achieve a very high degree over time. And if a person does not do so, there will always be holes. There will always be holes. You ask any hafiz of Quran, which ajza are your weakest? They'll tell you the ones I did at the end. Why the ones I did at the end? Because I rushed through those because I was so close and I wanted to finish. So, you know, at the end, I needed to do 13, 14, and 15. So we did 13, 14, 15 in 2 months or 1 month. And those are always going to be weak. And if you ask them, which are your strongest? It's always the ones that they did first. Because they had to do it so many times until they eventually made that solid and moved on to the next one. It's anything. It's anything is like that. You ask any student in math, any teacher of math, it's the same story. If the student applies themselves and does 20 minutes of math a day, they will achieve very high degree of proficiency in math. That's the dream of any teacher, to have a student that regularly, consistently applies themselves for even a short period of time. And if you have some sort of hotshot student that thinks he doesn't need to do anything or she doesn't need to do anything until the night before the test, and they cram everything in 3 hours, even if they learn everything and get an A, they'll fail once the test is over. Meaning, sure, they can regurgitate the material and place it on the test, but they'll never have that foundation that is the essence of learning. The essence of learning. So the essence of anything comes through a consistent, concerted effort. And in our case, why do we discuss it? I mean, this is not an educational lecture. This is a dini lecture. But we all have goals. We all have goals of approaching our Lord. And it's when you approach your Lord, it's like putting miles on a car. It's a long journey, and it takes a lifetime. And even after that, many people don't reach the end. Most people don't reach the end. So this is something that we have to do every day. Now, if I sit down and say to you that there's, you know, 87,000 steps towards Allah, I mean, obviously the infinite steps towards Allah, but I mean, I just give you a number like that, it would not be possible to do it in one sitting. But if a person makes a concerted effort and every day tries to improve and every day is consistent in whatever they do, then they'll achieve something great over the period of a lifetime. And then, of course, there's very opportunities that accelerate progress, and those are only more enjoyable when a person is consistent. So we have to recognize this essential principle in order for us to be able to thrive in our deen, which is that when we apply ourselves to something, we do it consistently. And this is why I keep hammering home the same point. Look, don't give me 1 hour of dhikr every Friday because you got excited and you went home and you did it. Or don't give me, 10 days of dhikr and itikaf during Ramadan because you're excited during Ramadan. Fine, it's acceptable that a person does that, but what's preferable is to consistently and regularly do a little bit. So rather than an hour in one sitting, I would rather take 5 minutes every day. Much better than an hour in one sitting. To consistently do something regularly, because that's what leads to progress. Same with salawat, same with istighfar, etc. Now, that was last week, so all the details are there. But now what I want to just mention briefly this week is that the reverse is also true. The reverse is also true, which is that if a person engages in a small amount of sin consistently, or a person engages in something that distracts them consistently, even if they don't immediately feel the effects, which most people don't, even if they don't immediately feel the effects, over time, the effects will eventually catch up to them. Okay, I'll give you one example from dunya, one example from deen. Okay. So, the example from dunya is cigarette smoking. Not dunya, it's science, but anyway. The example is cigarette smoking. Now, what happens? One cigarette never kills a person. One cigarette never causes cancer. Okay, what has to happen? A person has to be smoking like 40 years, 30 years, 20 years. And consistently, like a pack a day. And over time, what happens is, a mutation occurs, another mutation occurs, another mutation occurs, another mutation occurs, and then those things accelerate until eventually it leads to cancer. Now, a person could, it's not possible to smoke 50,000 cigarettes in a day, but I'm saying what causes the effect of the cigarette is the cumulative smoking over an extensive period of time. So for example, let's say there's someone that smokes for 10 years and then stops. Once they stop, then their risk goes back down to very low after a certain period of time. So what has to happen is you have to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. Now, I mean, the distortion in the whole field, in this reality field, where the distortion arises is that you never see the effect of one cigarette. So the guy sits there and says, I don't feel anything. I don't feel any cancer. I don't feel any shortness of breath, whatever it might be. After the first few cigarettes, when the person becomes accustomed to the smoke going in their body, so they say, this isn't hurting me. This isn't harming me. But the reality is that even though the person doesn't immediately feel the effects, over time, the effects multiply and they build up and then they produce something which is highly undesirable. And the data are just tremendous. I mean, you can just look at, I don't even have time to go into all of this, but it's just enormous the amount of data there is that in this particular example of how just one single thing that's consistently done over a small period of time can lead to an enormous effect, even death of the person. So that would be an example in dunya, that would be like a science type example. The example in deen, you can make up countless examples. If a person spends time in bad company, they say, oh, it's just fun, I'm just relaxed, I'm just chilling with my cousins, or I'm just chilling with my neighbors, or my friends, or my buddies from college, or whatever it might be. And you know that you've ascertained that company is less than ideal, but you think that, or we think that, it's not going to have an effect on us. No, it doesn't have an effect on the first day, nor does it have effect on the 100th day, nor does it have an effect on the 500th day. But what happens is, over time, slowly the effect builds up, and when the effect eventually, when you perceive it, it's usually too late. Once you perceive it, it's usually too late. So we have to recognize that not only do we need to be consistent in the deeds that we perform that allow us to progress on this path, But we also have to be particular about avoiding the things that consistently can derail us from this path. Because those are the things to fear the most. Look, major sin, like major sins that just any human being would recognize as just be, you know, obvious to anyone. Okay, adultery, which, you know, any human being in the world knows this is not something that's desirable. Murder, every human being in the world knows, you know, that this is something that's not desirable. So, I mean, those things aren't the things that we fear because those things are difficult and rare. Those things are difficult and rare. I know we live in crazy times and these things are happening, you know, they seem to happen because it's constantly in the news, but these things are difficult and rare. What's the more fearful thing is the small things that eventually build up that lead to these major things. Those are the things that we should be particular about. And when you look at the sunnah and the way the sunnah teaches us to protect ourselves, it places a high premium on avoiding the things that apparently are small. You'll see that, you know, the Sharia warns against A, it warns against B, it warns against C. And these things are relatively small. They're relatively small. You know, for example, the looking at a ghayr mahram, right? It's a tiny thing, in essence. I mean, you know, it's an enormity because it's a violation of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so anything that violates the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obviously something that we should see as enormous in our own eyes, because we should never want to cross a line that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established for us. So in that sense, it's enormous. But as far as the physical act and the energy that's expended and the time for which it occurs, it's tiny, relatively tiny. But what happens is it builds up, it builds up, it builds up, and it recurs and occurs and recurs and occurs and builds up until a person then feels the heat of the action, then feels the effect that has occurred over a period of time. So this is we have to actually look at it from the opposite perspective as well. Now, a lot of times we look at things, and these things, sometimes those things that cross the line between deen and dunya, they have an effect on us in both angles. And we don't appreciate it. Like, you know, in this day and age, I'll just tell you that in this day and age, a very common use of time is to sit and to listen to or to watch or to surf regarding the news that's going on in the world. It's a very common use of time. You know, I mean, it's everybody's, the way, this is the way that the world turns in this day and age. But what happens is that when a person engages themselves in this for extended periods of time, then its effects eventually become seen. For example, I mean, just one simple thing, which you can look this up in any, you know, in any studies. And if a person is constantly bombarded with negativity, it has an effect on the human soul. The news is not selling itself by promoting all the positive events that have occurred in the world. It's boring. Nobody wants, they don't get, let's say the person consumes the front page of the newspaper. The front page of the newspaper, 95% is misery. That's what makes the front page of the newspaper. You know, on occasion, there's something that occurred that's, you know, joyful and something that we can all look up to. I don't know, somebody wins a Nobel Prize, whatever it might be, you know, dedicated their life towards serving humanity, whatever it might be. But they're relatively uncommon, much more common. Let's say they're in the minority. Maybe it's not 5%, maybe it's 25%. But much of what shows up on the front page, much of what shows up on the, you know, the five-minute excerpt of the news is misery. It's death, it's dying, it's destruction, it's loss, it's hurt and harm. And we deem it to have no effect on us. We say, okay, you know, I'm just going to read this. It's just a single story. It's not going to have an effect on me. I'm going to watch this. It's just a single story. It's not going to have an effect on me. But what happens is, invariably, each day's news feeds into the next day. It's called the news cycle. You can't watch one day's worth of news without watching the next, because they always leave you hanging. Okay, this and this happened. But more, we're news, more information is breaking, and we'll provide it to you as it occurs. Right? This and this happened, and you know, this is what's going to happen tomorrow. So it's a news cycle. It's constant. And it used to be that a person would sort of partake of the news, and then they would step away, and then they would partake of the news the next day or sometimes the next week. You know, there used to be these weekly things like Newsweek. Okay, like this, there was this magazine, when, I don't know if it still exists, when I was younger, it was called Newsweek. Once a week, they used to put in the magazine all the articles of the week. I mean, nowadays, there's no Newsweek. News comes every 5 seconds. You know, people are on Twitter and all these things. Every 5 seconds, there's an update. This happened, and that happened, and this happened, and then it's constant. You can't wait 1 week before you find out what happened. I mean, nobody wants to read about what happened 3 days ago. That's like history, ancient history. 3 days ago is ancient history. So this is the way the news cycle perpetuates itself. It's continuous. It constantly ties into something in the past and presents something in the future, and it hooks a person up. Now what happens is then we get swept away. So now we're watching, learning, listening, hearing, and much of it's sad. And it's constantly bombarding us. And don't think that a person can interact with that and not be affected. It has a huge effect on the soul. It has a huge effect on the soul. If we're constantly reading about death, destruction, dying, loss, failure, hurt, harm, you know, craziness that's going on in the world, I mean, every crazy thing that happens from every crazy place is put on there. You know, genocide, murder, you know, terrorism, death, destruction, loss, crimes, war crimes, petty crimes, extreme statements. It's all there. And what happens is a person is interacting but doesn't appreciate it. Now, one day it hits you, the second day it hits you, the third day it hits you. But it's going on for years. And it goes on for years and years and years and years until it eventually catches up with the person. And when does it catch up? It catches up maybe a decade later, maybe 2 decades later. It's like anything negative. You know, the cigarette eventually catches up with the person 30 years, 40 years later. A person starts smoking when they're 20. They get cancer when they're 60 or 70. So a person begins to interact with this type of stuff. Over time, it's like a small drop every day. It hits the ground and it goes away and the person doesn't see it. But eventually, over time, it leaves a dent. Like, if there's water constantly running over concrete, eventually it'll make a small dent slowly over time. In the same way, these types of things, they affect the human soul over time. And if a person, bil'aks, you know, take the opposite, if a person is positive and is constantly engaged in things that are positive, then that will also have a positive effect on the person over a period of time. So why I'm mentioning this is because just as we make an effort to be consistent in the things that we do, the good that we do, whether that be studies, whether that be the relationships that we build, you know, you don't build a relationship with your children in one day. You build a relationship with your children over decades. You don't build a relationship with your parents in one day. We build a relationship with our parents over decades. Same with our spouses. So if we want to achieve something, then we should be consistent in that thing. Whether that be the relationships that we establish, the knowledge that we want to gain, the progress that we want to make in deen, etc., all that needs to be consistent. And at the same time, when we're trying to improve ourselves and trying to remove the things that are less than ideal from our lives, the things that we don't necessarily want to overcome us, then we should scan our lives for the small things, not the big things. The big things are easy. They should be removed as well, but they're very easy to find. But we should scan very carefully for the tiny things, because the tiny things are additive, and eventually they accumulate. And when they accumulate, they create a big effect as well. So that's why when we comb through our lives, yeah, okay, you do the initial comb, you know, you comb through with your fingers and you can knock out the stuff that's really obvious and big. I shouldn't be partaking of this. I shouldn't be partaking of that. These things are just enormous. They're very clear. You knock them out. But then we're not done. Then we have to go through with a fine-tooth comb And we have to analyze every angle of our life. We have to analyze every angle of our life to make sure that we're removing the things that are harmful, just as we would include the things that are beneficial. So maybe there's some small thing that we're doing for 5 minutes every day that would benefit us, but maybe there's also some small thing that we're partaking of for a few minutes every day that's extremely harmful to us. And those things need to be removed just as much as the positive needs to be added. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be consistent in our good deeds. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be able to remove those deeds which are consistently hurting and harming us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين